Blog Talk Radio.
You. Back on live, you already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Let me get the Brody in. Like, nigga, what up?
What's good, my G? What's poppin'?
Shit, let's get right into this shit, man. I know you pressed for time here. Mads Kittle said, let's throw down, my nigga. Fuck the bullshit. Let's throw down Brooklyn. Mads Kittle saw Murder Graham, my nigga. Shots fired at Uncle Murder. Here's my opinion on this song first before you go in, my nigga. Shout out to Mads Kittle for actually rapping on a hard beat. Because Mads Kittle, the last couple beats you rapped on, whether it's the wrap up, this nigga would tell you, I ain't really been feeling the beats you've been rapping off of. Obviously, you got skills, no pun intended. But, yo, it's good to see Mads Kittle throw down. And he got people, you know, saying he's up 1-0 right now. Brooklyn.
Mads Kittle bag on Uncle Murda with this song. First of all, he took a beat that you have to love if you're a hip-hop head.
Of course.
So already the beat is fire. Already the beat is fire if you love the beat. Already. So that's already. The nigga called out Uncle Murda in a way we have not heard Uncle Murda called out since Papoose went at Uncle Murda. That's the last time you heard somebody lyrically eviscerate Lenny Grant. Now, everybody knows.
But I don't think Papoose went this hard, though, my nigga.
Yeah, Papoose did go this hard. I had to remind people. A lot of people hit me up. A lot of people were hitting me up like, yo, we never heard nobody get at Murda like this. I said, well, you need to listen to Papoose and get at Uncle Murda because he did it even more lyrical. The beat, now, back to this beat. This is a 5-mic diss song to me. This is what a diss song sounds like. I like it better than the Mace diss song. I like it better than Mace's diss song.
Cameron.
I like it better than Cameron's response diss song. Okay? I thought this song was like, yo, Uncle Murda, you really want to take it to a nigga who's from the 90s who raps that era? And listen, I loved it. Like, there was nothing I could say. The shit had me on and on throughout the whole song. Like, he got at Uncle Murda. He got at him. And, yo, one of the parts that was crazy to me is when he named 20 Brooklyn MCs better than Uncle Murda. And
that was crazy. That was crazy.
Yo,
that was crazy
because he did it. And real talk, he named more because he named M.O.P. as one person. He didn't go Fame and Billy Dean together. He just said M.O.P.
Right.
He said Sky Zoo, Torre. He named Brooklyn all over
Talib Kweli.
I mean, Mos Def. He named everybody. And the way he did it was like, I could just name 20 Brooklyn MCs better than you. And he just named them off the top. And it's like,
but you know what's ill?
You
know what's ill, though? In the beginning of the song, how they had the beginning of the song, they had the interview for the Breakfast Club, and then they go right into the song and shit. And then the first thing Mads Kittle is talking about is, I guess, Clark Kent hit him up and shit, and Clark Kent never hit him up, and he kind of indulged in that kind of conversation. How him and Clark had a conversation, and Clark said that Murda was biting and shit, I guess, off the wrap-up song. He said, you got Brooklyn looking soft. That kind of hurt, my nigga. That kind of hurt.
It did hurt because he said you got New York looking soft. He basically, the way he called Murda out, so let me give you a thumbs down, Uncle Murda. I just listened to you on the Angie Martinez show today. She asked you straight up. She said, Uncle Murda, what do you think about Mad Skills response? He said, I give it a 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 1. Uncle Murda, that's not going to fly, my G, at all. I cannot respect you.
He's going to go to the booth, my nigga.
I cannot respect you if you say, because she asked you, she said straight up with a straight face, if it was good, would you give it props? She's like, yeah, if it was any good, I would give it props, but what? He did not address, this was crazy. He addressed nothing Mad Skills said in that song. He addressed nothing.
You think Mad Skills was sitting in the cut like, yo, man, I'm tired of this nigga talking mad greasy. Not only did he take my fucking wrap-up joint, niggas out here saying that he got a better rap-up track than me the last couple years. Niggas are more gravitate to his rap-up song compared to mine. And this nigga's going on public stage, public platforms and acting like I'm a little nigga. Like I can't rap. Like niggas don't remember Mad Skills first tape that I actually bought back in the day. Let me just throw that out there. But
so did
think
I.
He got
so did I.
Enough's
so
enough?
So did I. So it's more than enough's enough. Uncle Murder was bullying him. Straight up. Uncle
Facts.
Murder was bullying him. He was making him a punchline. He would get every time he'd be like, and then on the song Wrap It Up, he dissed Mad Skills. Mad Skills addressed everything Uncle Murder was saying. When he was like, yo, what you mean do a song with you? That's like 21 Savage asking 21 Savage to get on 22. That was
22,
a fire line for you niggas. That was fire. Like
yeah, facts.
Uncle Murder listened to that and say, oh, this is whack. He can't listen to that and be like, this is a one. You can't.
That nigga
no,
said,
I know you can't.
I'm still mad. Where your skills at, nigga?
Murder, you was on his Instagram talking about he trash. This is what we doing, Murder? We this is how we answer people back on Instagram? We just seen Mason Cam go at it. Mad Skills is up with a clearly no debating 1-0. I thought he dropped a fire 5 mic diss.
The young,
and New York
yo,
is looking crazy right now. I got to say, New York is looking crazy based on the way Mad
Yo, the
Mad
young
Skills
MA,
set out.
I was saying the Young MA line was fire, though. That was fire.
The Young MA line was fire because he didn't make the Young MA.
Yeah,
you
but
said,
I said something about Uncle Murder.
Too late.
Yeah, but I said that's the G-Unit line that I said to you a while ago that Uncle Murder might have signed a G-Unit a little bit too late. And it's funny, Mad Skills puts that in a rhyme, but I'm expecting Uncle Murder to respond back, my nigga. Come on up. Is he on the clock? If you're saying it's a 5 mic this song.
New York is on
it.
Here's the problem.
Come on.
My nigga, New York is soft. You got New York looking crazy. Like, I need a response. This is a 3-0 body bag, Mad Skills. And this is what makes it worse. I like Uncle Murder's wrap ups way better than Mad Skills' wrap ups.
Of course.
I don't even listen to Mad Skills' wrap ups. Them shit's corny to me. Uncle Murder's shit is fire
to
me.
The other day, I was like, all back to Murder shit.
Uncle Murder's wrap ups. A fire to me. But Uncle Murder, what I like about this is when that pen hits the paper, I love when MCs get that dose of reality. I love when MCs get that dose of reality. Yeah, you picking on him. Now he rapped back. And all your people in the comments, oh, you trash. Y'all on his IG.
Comment, boys.
Oh, Mad Skills, you trash. Mad Skills, you sound like you 1989. That didn't sound like 1989 to me. So we at the point where if you're actually rapping, it sounds old school. If you're rapping, that's what the new generation feel now. That if someone is actually rapping, it sounds old school. That's amazing. Mad Skills up. Potentially
nigga
it
said,
will be a 3-0 body bag if Uncle Murder does not respond.
Nigga said you looking dirty and thirsty out here, Murder. Come on, Lenny, man. I'm expecting Uncle Murder to respond back, my nigga. I'm not expecting him. In fact, I'm expecting him to have a better response than Cam did to Mace. I really am.
Well, here's the thing. He kept calling him a comedian. Like you a joke, and you're just going to tell funny stuff.
Some niggas do. Look, Uncle Murder
is
a comedian rapper.
Is Uncle Murder going to... So people look at Uncle Murder like Ludacris? That's how people look at Uncle Murder?
Comedian... No, a hood comedian rapper, so to speak.
A hood.
You know what I mean? Not all the way. His whole style is not that, but I can understand someone saying Uncle Murder makes you laugh because he says shit that makes me laugh, whether it's ad libs or funny shit he would say. You know what I mean? But I don't want to put him in a comedian rapper. That's like, you know what I mean? Uncle Murder he's more hood than if anything. You know what I mean?
I still think Mad Skills dropped a banging ass diss song, and I think Uncle Murder was completely caught off guard. And if everybody's going to just jump in the comments that it's old school, it sounds like 1989, and that's what we're doing, then it's a loss. It's a loss for Brooklyn. because I thought he brought it to my borough, and he brought it to Uncle Murder. And Uncle Murder's peers, his fellow rappers, are all going to hear this song. And no,
you know,
Maino
probably ripping
the
shit.
Gonna hear it. Everybody's
gonna
hear
it. I'm pretty sure Maino's like, Murder, what we doing here, my nigga? You know what I mean?
I think people have gotten Murder. You gonna respond to this nigga or what? Like, what are we doing? Like, are you just gonna let him diss you like this? If you shoot 50, he gonna diss you on the record. If you diss 50, he gonna diss you on the record. If you diss Murder, he gonna hit you with the desert. That's a Murder. That's what Uncle Murder used to rhyme. So, what are we doing here? Mad Skills brought it to you. I'm sorry, that shit was hard, my nigga.
He did bring it to Lenny.
To that song more than any song today, because I just couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, he's really over killing this dude. And
we're,
I don't want to
be
mean
that, we're not shocked that Mad Skills dropped a diss track that's worth listening. I'm not really shocked, to be honest. I'm just glad he took the LP to rap off.
I'm shocked. Because I didn't like
Mad Skills is literally better than Uncle Murder. I mean, Mad Skills is literally better than Uncle Murder, but I like Uncle Murder more than Mad Skills, though. Music wise.
Okay. All right.
Like, I'm listening to Uncle Murder before I'm listening to Mad Skills.
I didn't think Uncle Murder, I didn't think Mad Skills had it in him anymore. You know, like I said, I did not like his wrap ups. I thought they were okay, but I never listened to it. I hear it once and I never listened to it again. I bang Uncle Murder's wrap ups. They be on my playlist, they be on my heavy rotation list. You know what I'm saying? So, and as for, and let me just be very clear. What exactly makes this? There's a misconception with you and everybody else out there.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Y'all don't think Uncle Murder is a lyricist. Y'all don't think Uncle Murder is a lyricist. Uncle Murder is nicer than whoever the fuck y'all listen to.
How you gonna say that? My nigga, come on, slow that down, B. Come on. What do you mean he's better than everybody
listening
to you? If a nigga tells you to listen to Royce the 5'9", my nigga.
If a nigga tells you to listen to Royce the 5'9",
more than Uncle Murder.
You're my nigga.
He's not.
My nigga.
He's not nicer than Royce the 5'9". Better than Joe Budden. He's not literally better than Joe Budden.
You're right. But you said Mad Skills and Conway. You didn't say Joe Budden and Royce the 5'9". You named the top lyricists of lyricism. You didn't say Black Thought. You didn't say Royce. You didn't say Roz Kosky. You didn't
Conway.
Say that. You naming just you naming Mad Skills and niggas like Conway. That's what you're doing. All right.
Niggas like Conway.
You naming anybody who rap is a better lyricist than Uncle Murder.
Hold on. Why don't you tell the common boys what you told me since Conway dropped? That's all you've been talking about me is Conway. You have not talked about Lenny Grant, the way you talked about Conway since Conway dropped.
Have I sent you videos of me bringing Lenny Grant going throughout the city?
Nigga, you made that video before Conway fucking dropped his album. Knock it the fuck off, my nigga.
I just fucking heard it, and he got and what? Since you want to tell people shit, it's two fucking songs. It's a song with Raekwon and a song with Lloyd Bentz and Benny. Those are the two songs I'm banging. Those two songs only. So if you want to act like you're exposing
the
something,
whole project
it's
is
just
dope.
Those
project
two
is dope.
Songs. It's just those two songs. Those are the ones that I've listened to. But my point with this
is this whole
anybody's lyrically better than Uncle Murder. It's bullshit. Uncle Murder's dead nice.
He's a nigga, alright. He's cool. I fuck with Murder. He need to respond, though, and I believe he's gonna respond to fucking
Uncle Murder has to respond, because I'm gonna be honest, I loved this Mad Skills diss. I loved it.
I like it. I don't know about love it. I like it.
See, that's the difference. You liked it. I liked it. I've been talking about this diss all day. The second I heard it, the first thing I did was send it to everybody I know. You know what that means? That means I really loved it. Not liked it. That means I loved it. All I could think of was anybody I know who knows who Uncle Murder is, I got to send this to them. And that's what I did. To everybody. Like, yo, you got to hear this. Because it's that, this is that fellow to me.
I need your opinion on this. I know you're not up on this story. Press for time. I just need 5 minutes of your time. I want to get your opinion on this. There's rumors going on the internet, my G. I just want to, I'll give you the backstory and just get your opinion on it. Niggas is out saying DJ Academics is about to get backed up. He was on IG with some, I guess, his girl or whatever. They're talking about he's going to do some time. And he don't know. He's joking around about it, but it's all over the internet. Mad people are talking about it. Even Joe Budden is like, I can't believe. I wish my podcast was tomorrow so I could indulge on what niggas is doing out here. So, niggas, if you look on every academic page, it says free academics, free academics. Obviously, we don't know what the reason of him allegedly supposed to be doing time, but I'll read the email to you again. Hold on. I mean, not the email, pardon me. Joe Budden's comment, what he said. What exactly he said, I could do a whole podcast on just today's news. LOL. Nigga's crazy. Thoughts, nigga?
I'm processing and I don't really know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Because it's
kind of
crazy because it's, yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I feel you.
I mean, he's saying he's going to be locked. He is. Like, I don't understand.
He said he's going to do a time. It's not a big thing. And he was kind of nonchalant about it, a little bit about it. Some people are saying it's a publicity stunt. I don't know if you're going to do a publicity stunt saying you're about to do some time or some shit.
I'm more running with more verifiable info.
Right.
Verifiable info. Are you arrested? Are you in jail? You know what I'm saying? Then I can really have an opinion. But right now, I don't know. The streets really ain't speaking with clarity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, because if you look on when you go to YouTube and you pull up somebody's name and then you look on the side and there's mad videos, there's one say DJ Academics talks catching a case and might have to do 5 to 10. And he was with some young girl on there. DJ Academics get arrested, full court video. They show him somebody in court. I don't know if it's him. It kind of looks like Academics on the side. But this can't be a publicity stunt, right? You can't go on your Twitch or Instagram
I'll say this. If this is serious, you're really prioritizing keeping your Twitch social media fans updated on everything you do. And wow. I see where priorities are. That's all I can say.
X Factor voice.
I see where your priorities are.
Fame and Academics. You think Fame made Academics too quickly?
No, Fame did not come in Academics too quickly. He's always been a YouTuber, and he's been known. So this is not – he was known already. He came with a following to Everyday Struggle. So this isn't a fact. Came too quick to him situation at all. I see, because we don't know what the situation is. That's the thing. We're talking about something we don't know about. We're going in blind. Like, why are you going to potentially go away or potentially do this bid? You know what I'm saying? So –
do you think he owns his fans that, though, to let them know what's going on without letting out the full details of why he might get backed up, allegedly, the way he's talking about it?
Well, here's the thing. We're going to know eventually if it's going to happen because it's going to be public record. And somebody's going to tell because he's known. So he doesn't have to say anything because if he's really getting charged or bagged with something, it'll happen. Like Meek Mill's wasn't saying, look, they're bagging me for this. It was public knowledge.
Right.
Everybody saw what you get bagged for. So that's going to be the same thing with Academics.
I don't know if I was going to get bagged up. I'm telling the world, yo, I'm about to do a bid. Y'all niggas find out, y'all find out, my nigga. Maybe I'm from a different era. But I guess when you have an audience, I guess you want to let your audience know. I don't know, my nigga. I don't know. It's weird.
Can I do a quick sidebar?
Yeah, of course.
I want you to put some respect on Steph Curry's range.
Why would I have to put respect on his name when I always have put respect on his
range? Not his name.
I have.
Range.
No, range.
Range.
We all know he got range from Davidson. What are you talking about?
His range. I just want you to respect it. That's all. I just want you to respect it. That's all. I just want you to respect his range.
All right, my nigga. Take us home, man.
PSA Podcast, home of the All-Star Al Horford. Former All-Star Al
Horford. No, we're not doing that.
Okay?
We're not doing that.
PSA Podcast.
No,
okay?
Nah.
Okay, so we don't fuck with all stars on the show. We don't fuck with NBA.
Al Horford.
That's what we doing.
I hate Al Horford's game, my nigga. Like, I really, really hate that nigga's game. Dude. No bullshit.
Like, I really hate that nigga's game.
Yeah, I don't like James Harden's game either, man. I don't like his game.
Okay.
I like Kyrie's game. Well, that's what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast.
PSA podcast.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Home of Donovan Mitchell, nigga. Fuck what this nigga talking about. You already know what it is. We will have to do John and Chilla Jones recap coming up soon. Y'all already know what it is, man.
Coming soon. John Chilla Jones recap coming soon. And let me just give you a quick preview. Salute to you, Chilla. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Enough said. I think I agree with you too. That's what it is, man.
All right.